proceso, parte del proceso de este, de evaluar si la persona tiene
okay.
o no tiene el interés.
Ok.
Can I speak?
Anyone to speak? Mr. Speaker.
Is it going to be recorded or?
It will be.
Okay. President, oh, well, we're missing two board members. I'd prefer to wait till they come in.
Mr. Harden is delayed, and we don't have a student board member.
Well, what about Terry Rocco? Oh, there she is. Okay. Okay, President Lan Nguyen, members of the school board, Dr. Mafi. My name is Nicholas Dibbs. I'm here to speak with regard to the superintendent's evaluation for the closed session that'll be happening after this. First off, I want to thank Dr. Mafi for being accessible to me by phone during the election campaign, and then following the election campaign, offering to meet with me. And I met with her on January 31st of this year, and then we're having a follow-up meeting next week. So I wanted to share with the board my respect and admiration for our superintendent, and there are some things that I have brought to her attention and did bring to her attention with regard to the unfair treatment of one teacher at Rancho Alamitos High School, and she worked and got him reinstated. And there are some issues that have been brought to my attention since that meeting in January that I will be bringing to her attention, and I'm confident that she will, and hoping and confident that she will take care of it. We have some issues that I need to share with her when I next meet with her next week. But I feel that I'm counting on her. She's been a fair person getting that teacher reinstated, and I expect that she'll be fair on these other things that are coming up. How much time do I have left? Anyway, so during the campaign was when it was brought to my attention that David Lee had been unfairly cut as an auto shop teacher. And after he was reinstated, I was warned that there might be some negative. Okay, yeah. Okay, all right, okay. So Dr. Mafi, I just want to say thank you for meeting with me when we met and the times we've spoken on the phone. And I feel that when we meet again, we'll be able to resolve some of these issues, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
A little nervous. Good afternoon, board members. My name is Esther Morales. I am a single parent of two children with autism. I am here to give my support and gratitude to Dr. Mafi, not only as a parent, but as the vice chair of the Community Advisory Committee and as a committee member of the Parent Task Force. Dr. Mafi has demonstrated to all parents her kindness, generosity. She listens to us, she gives valuable advice, and she has also shared many personal accounts that really connect us. You can always be sure that Dr. Mafi will be attending a parent committee, or you'll find her at an event around the school district. We are fortunate to have her as a leader and as a role model to parents and students in the district. Thank you.
All right, any other member?
Yeah,
Mitchell, all right.
You're being a surprise person now.
Yes. Members of the board, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to say a few words about Dr. Mafi. And then my words aren't that great, so I'm going to borrow Emily Dickinson from 1924, but they still ring true today. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin unto his nest again, I shall not live in vain. So, Gabriella, thank you so much for being not so much the figurehead. I mean, even though you are the figurehead of the school district, but you're so much more than that. You're a friend, you're a parent, and then you're basically kind of somebody who I can always trust. And, you know, many times I think I approach you with issues that might not really, you know, be of much consequence, but you always give me time. And then for that, I thank you, and I believe pretty much all of GGUSD thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leung. Any other member wishing to speak? All right, the public comment is now closed. We're going back to the closed session now. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Trustee Nguyen to lead us in the pledge. Okay. Continue. We are saddened to hear the passing of Carolyn Kakowski. Carolyn started with the district in 1998 as a substitute food service worker and then as substitute noon duty supervisor. She became a permanent employee in 2001 as a health assistant at Giant and has been there since that time. We are also saddened to hear the recent passing of Karen Easy. Karen started in the district in 1999 as instructional aide at Lincoln Education Center and then promoted to school office clerk in 2006. She transferred to Gandrow High School in 2010, where she has been working in a bookstore until her passing. We extend our deepest sympathy to the family of Carolyn Kakowski and Karen Easy. A moment of silence begins. Moment of silence now ended. Thank you very much. Please be seated. Okay, we're going to begin our regular meeting with a comment from the public. We have a number of requests. I want to remind everyone who speak, you allowed to have 3 minutes to speak on any topic. Before the meeting today. So we will have a clock in front of you and in with the clerk as well, and then watch your time wisely. The first request is from Mr. Nicholas Dips.
President Lan Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, staff, community members. My name is Nicholas Dibbs. I'm here to present some ideas to help improve our district. I want to begin with a quote from Dr. Sherry Kropp, a superintendent of the Los Alamitos Unified School District, in the recent newsletter featuring Dr. Mafi and the other school superintendents here in Orange County. And she says, "These are great times to be advocates for public education." So that's one of my roles today, is as an advocate. And Dr. Mafi is quoted as saying, "In the Garden Grove Unified School District, we treat all our students as if they are our own children, always putting their needs first." So as we think about putting the needs of children first, I'm then reminded of some things that are going on that I think would help our district be better. I'll start off with number one. If we could please post all board policies online. I know that in talking to staff today that they're working on it, but it hasn't been done and there's no timeline as far as I know as to when it's gonna happen. So as soon as possible, if we could have board policies posted online like other school districts do. Secondly, the local control funding formula and the LCAP, when they're proposed, have them online as well so we can have better transparency. Number two, we only have 3 auto shops, and I've mentioned this to people before. We only have 3 auto shops, but we have 7 high school, comprehensive high schools, not including Hare. Why don't we bring the 4 auto shops back to Pacifica, Bolsa, Garden Grove High School, and La Quinta High Schools? Not everyone is going to go to college, particularly given the high cost of college tuition. So let's expand our auto shop programs as well as our career and technical education, and have wood shops and survey of CTE courses, CTE pathways at all intermediate schools. Now, Superintendent Kristen Vital is also with the Capistrano Unified School District, where my beloved, now deceased uncle was assistant superintendent, is expanding career and technical education pathways to include 28 pathways. Number two, expanding their partnership with Discovery Education. And number three, district-wide solar assessment. Santa Ana Unified and OCC have solar panels in other districts. Let's get our solar assessment going for our districts. Let's have internships with our Orange County Water District. Dina Nguyen can probably help us with that. The groundwater replenishment system is really great to take the kids on field trips and get them motivated for careers. And let's have more internships and career field trips. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Mr. Demian Garcia Monroy.
Hello, my name is Demian Garcia Monroy, and thank you, President Nguyen and Honorable Trustees, for listening to us parents and the rest of your community. Hi, everybody. I'm here. First, I want to congratulate Mr. Matthew Lambert and Valerie Shedd. I wish you guys the best in your special education career now that you have new leadership positions with the district. I'm also here to talk about something that I see. I was once one of the upset parents. You know, I felt like I was wronged by the district and so forth. I've made a lot of mistakes since then. You know, you listen to a lot of the bad rumors from other upset parents and so forth, and it feels like it's a tug of war. It's, you know, us versus the district. But through time and working with the district, working with Valerie and other staff, I've come to find out, you know, that's not the case. And so now that I'm helping other parents with their IEPs and so forth, or they're going through their requests and so forth, people are coming to me. I'm noticing that, you know, a lot of these issues are coming from misinformation, from bad advice from other parents and so forth. And so I really want to encourage the district to take us parents and empower us, you know, because a lot of us parents, you know, we do get on the offensive. And why do we get on the offensive? We get on the offensive because we feel unempowered. We don't know how. I mean, you can imagine, you know, a parent versus a school district. It's very scary. So by working with veteran parents like myself that's been there, done that, and have learned a lot, made mistakes, we can educate other parents and basically, I would say at least 90% of the areas that parents disagree with the school district, a lot of things could be mediated or mitigated through parent education. I know a lot of times the staff, faculty will try and educate us, but it's not the same. It should be, but you know, when it comes from parents, it's very different. You know, and so I'm hoping that the district, I have a lot of faith in Valerie Shedd, since I've already been working with you, that we're going to be working together as, with parents and tackling these situations. And, you know, it's my hope that we're going to increase our student outcomes in special education. It's going to reduce the legal costs and so forth. So I look forward to working with the special education department through various areas that I'm working on as a, you know, through the support group that I run or through the special education committee or CAC or whatever, and obviously the board and everybody else involved. So that's basically my, why I'm here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next guest is Ms. Flora Telech or Angie Negoles.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Flora Teles. She's Angie Nichols. Our opportunity name is Lan Nguyen. Thank you very much for inviting us. Our homeschool is failing, and we want to talk about the health plan. And our topic is mental health.
I believe that mental health needs to be addressed in schools because many students suffer from it, like myself. Mental health is a huge barrier to students learning to their full potential because they're not focused. Students' minds are elsewhere and they keep everything inside of them because of fear of what others will think. Also, some students with mental health problems do not have a parent or sibling they can come home to and talk to. Therefore, we need to make available psychologists, therapists, or special groups for these kids. And I know we already offer psychologists, but there's only like one per school, and they always have a wait list that's 3 months or longer that students can never get to. They need to have a safe place where they can be themselves, and if we have the psychologists or therapists or special groups these kids can go to, they can talk out how they feel and not struggle with their mental health anymore. And mental health is a big issue and it needs to be addressed in our schools. Our students need to know that someone is always willing to listen, and parents need to play an active role in our kids' life to keep them on the right path and always be there so their students won't struggle. I hope you take this issue into consideration and plan to make changes to help the students who need it most. Mental health is an issue and we need to be the ones to help fix it. Thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Lourdes Su Oku.
Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es la señora Lourdes Scholl y estoy representando el programa de liderazgo y participación cívica. Soy una madre que está involucrada en Magnolia Park, Garden Grove y la coalición de drogas. Estoy aquí porque me gustaría que nuestros niños se mantengan alejados de las drogas. Las drogas están en todas partes, pero son más prominentes en los grados intermedios. Como padre, hago todo lo posible para mantener a mi hijo lejos de las drogas. Pero siento que los padres necesitan más ayuda. Me gustaría pedir más vigilancia al departamento de policía en las escuelas, tanto dentro como fuera de las escuelas. También quisiera que nuestros hijos recibieran más información referente a las drogas, que les puedan hablar de lo legal y también de lo ilegal de las drogas. Como padre, trato de enseñar a mi hijo acerca de los efectos de las drogas que tienen, sin embargo, que siendo esta información sería más potente y daría más efecto si algún oficial de la policía les hablara. Siento que como padre tendría más fuerza todavía. Es por eso que me gustaría que el Departamento de Policía se involucre más en enseñar a nuestros hijos sobre los aspectos que acabo de mencionar. También respecto a la salud, como la orientación, pero también estoy pidiendo que nuestros hijos reciban más apoyo en orientación de su consejero escolar, que es mi entendido que se espera hasta 400 alumnos con un solo consejero en la escuela. ¿Qué nos esperamos nosotros como padres que les puedan aconsejar solamente teniendo un consejero para 400 alumnos? Por eso le pido al distrito de Garden Grove que tenga en cuenta esta petición y que en sus balances que tienen, por favor, en lugar que pongan a dos directores en la escuela, por favor, si pueden aumentar a un consejero más, sería más conveniente. También pido a las escuelas que por favor puedan seguir siendo más enfocados en las escuelas. ¿Para qué? Para que nuestros hijos puedan tener mejores, ser más positivos y no enfocarse en las calificaciones y en los deportes. Quisiera que sería una gran idea si los consejeros y las escuelas podrían introducir un requisito de servicio comunitario. Gracias.
Our next speaker is Jamila Martinez.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Jamila Martinez, una madre que se involucra en San Diego High School y en el Community Center de Buena Clinton. Mis hijos están en San Diego High School y mi representante de área es Walter Muneto. El tema es el CAP. Voy a hablar de salud mental. La salud mental en los adolescentes es extremadamente inestable. Causa muchos cambios de ansiedad y depresión. Por ejemplo, cuando hay un cambio de escuela, de primaria a secundaria o de secundaria a preparatoria, es completamente diferente y difícil. Más trabajo, nuevos amigos y presión de la media social, drogas y relaciones, y tratan de encontrar su propia identidad. Eso es lo más delicado a través de la vida. Por eso debe haber cursos que informen a los estudiantes y padres. Será muy importante tener más psicólogos en el campo. Podría ayudar a los estudiantes a no volver a caer. Ellos necesitan que alguien los escuche y se sientan bien. Por eso es importante que pongan cursos basados en este tópico. Así los estudiantes se sentirán en un lugar seguro y sentirán que los entienden y comprenden todos los días. Cada día, cada estudiante enfrenta una batalla diaria que no conoce. Desde el momento que ellos sienten que nadie los entiende. Científicos creen que los números han aumentado gradualmente desde los años 30. Los índices de depresión y ansiedad en los jóvenes en los Estados Unidos se cree que han aumentado unos 8% en comparación con los años 50. Una provocación enorme hoy en día es la necesidad de que sean aceptados en la media social. Una palabra incorrecta puede ser una provocación grande o no tener un cierto número de seguidores los hace ser menos importantes y hacen de esto un problema sin razón. Gracias por escuchar.
Our next guest is Patricia Guzman.
Hello, good afternoon, Dr. Murphy, member of the board, community. My name is Patricia Guzman. My son is in Santiago High School. My representative is Walter Muneton. I talk about LCAP. I talk about mental health during teenage years is extremely unstable. Going through huge transition can cause anxiety, depression. For example, transitioning from junior high school to junior to high school is completely different. Difficult from low or broke friend, pressure or social media, drugs, relationship, or trying to find or identify can be huge triggers. These are most delicate stages through life. So by having causes that inform students and parents will be extremely important. Also having more psychologists on campus will help students be being able to fall back and have someone there to listen when they feel overwhelmed, unstable, etc. It's extremely important to have causes based on this topic so students have a safe place, feel that they have someone that understands, comprehend what they might be going through, and they can relate to what they are feeling. Every day, a student is thrown to a battle that goes unnoticed since they feel like no one can understand or care what they are dealing with. Researchers believe this number has been gradually increasing since the 1930s, The rate of anxiety, depression among teens in the U.S. may be as much 8 times higher than they were 50 years ago. A huge trigger nowadays is the need to be social media accepted to create, to be accepted, and how a grown world say can be a huge trigger, and how not having a certain number of followers makes them less of a person. Thank you for much for listening.
Thank you very much for the speaker who spoke. Our next item is to approve the agenda from the last meeting. Any comments, change to the minute? I have to call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen.
Abstain.
Mr. Munatin.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco.
Aye.
Mr. Harden.
Aye.
And Mr. Nguyen.
I abstain too. Item on the three, number three is on the public hearing presentation and report. We have no public hearings, but we have one presentation on which is very special today. The board will recognize the assistant league of Garden Grove. And let me see, I got a note here. The Assistant League of Garden Grove has been in existence since 1967. The organization has helped many children and families with food, school supply, dental care, and more. The Garden Grove Assistant League has whole holiday bazaars and other events to raise money for services. The services they provide to students in Garden Grove Unified School District include operation of school bell, which provide school clothing and shoes for children in need. The Dental Health Care Center would provide low-cost dental care by a dentist. Christine Allen and Memorial Puppet Show to Tell the Truth, which present a message on a good dental health to second grader in the Gandol School District. It also provide teddy bear to child trauma victim and fund for eye exams and classes for children in need. We would like to show our appreciation to the Assistant League of Garden Grove for all they have done for our children in the district. And we would like to present the organization with the very special certificate that we have here.
So we'd like to ask President Sally to come up and introduce her board.
Yes, I'd like to ask the President, Mrs. Sally Heckman, to come and introduce the organization to the board.
Very few of the wonderful ladies that work over at the Assistants League of Garden Grove. When I was teaching in Garden Grove for 37 years, by the way, I had several different schools, but one of them was right down the street from the Assistants League. We sent children there to get clothing for school. They can get pants, shirts, socks, underwear. They get jackets. Those jackets for the principals used to hang on the fences. We're still washing. We sort them and clean them, and those that are unfit go to cancer, and those that are fit for are to be recycled, we use. Our dental center has helped so many kids. You see a child come into dental center and they cannot smile. They won't smile. They leave after some of these special ladies deal with them, and they have a full smile after Darren, our dentist, has worked with them. I am so proud, after retiring from this district, of being proud of Garden Grove, I am also proud of being a part of this organization, the Assistance League Garden Grove. And so I'd like to introduce the members that are here. Jerry Ogle is in charge of Operation School Bell. Donna Gregg and Ann Morris work with our dental center. Diane works with our community service departments. Barbara does everything. She's a past president. She answers every question we all have. And she's a jack of all trades, and she's the secretary of our board.
And we would like to thank you very much. Thank you for your support.
Thank you very much for coming to us. We'd like to present you with a certificate of appreciation. But before we do that, can I ask for the honor of taking a picture with you?
Oh, please.
All right, we're going to take a short recess, and we're going to board member. We'll take a picture with a member. Our next item on the agenda is administration. We have item 4A to C. I need a motion.
Move approval 4A through C.
Second. Thank you. Item 4A is to approve the recommendation from staff to extend the service agreement with Southland Integrated Services, which provide preventive oral health services to preschool to 8th grade and at 42 elementary schools in our districts. This service will provide to our children and their family at no cost. Item 4B is to provide to approve the income agreement between the Wayne County Department of Education and the Gundry Unified School District for the 3 full days of positive behavioral intervention and support, is named PBIS, would provide training to our administrators, counselors, coaches, and students in 2 or 3 days at a number of schools to participate in the training. Item 4C is to approve the recommendation for exposing of 2 students from the district. Those are the item. Any comments and any item? I have a question on number 4A. I don't know, we provide services free of charge to the student family, but does it cost the district any money?
It does not. It's a nonprofit, and we've worked for the last 15 years with a variety of nonprofits that we contract with to come out and support our students directly.
But how do they get any money to support their operation?
They're federally and state funded.
Okay. That's a good deal. Thank you. Any question?
Just wondered if we could get information to all the board members about PBIS, what it is. Just to like a one-sheeter.
And with this agreement, how is it related to the mental health effort that we just had to publicly release on our appointment of someone to be in charge of the public health?
The social
training.
Worker?
Yes.
So this is a training that's provided by the county to help to support the schools with directly supporting student behaviors in a positive manner rather than waiting for student behaviors to become problematic, to provide positive learning environments for students. This is one of many elements of creating our goal to positive learning environment for students, and the social worker that we hired with the additional interns is another aspect of that.
Okay. Any other comments, question? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Wynn?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye. Item number 5 is on our programs and instruction. We have 5A to C.
I move we approve items 5A through C.
Second.
Thank you. Item 5A is to approve the application for funding to provide for the consolidated application spring release for 2017. Item 5B is to approve the single plan for student achievement for the school year 2017 and 18. Item 5C is to approve 1 out of district event to allow 50 avid 11th grade students from Gundry High School to attend the avid Northern California University visit during the period of March 1st to 4th in year 2018. Any comments, questions on any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Item 6 is on the business. We have 6A to J. Move to approve item 6A through J.
I second the motion.
Yes. Item 6A is to accept the bid number 1603 to purchase the point of sale equipment for food services. We have the bid from one vendor. Item 6B is to authorize the district to participate in a California multiple awards scheduled to purchase information technology goods and services under the contract number 3-17-00-0511A. In this particular contract, we can purchase services from Supply Master, Inc. Item 6C is to authorize the district to use the Fontana Unified School District bid number 16-17-1473 for the distribution of frozen refrigerated processed commodity and dry food products to purchase a good product from Gold Star Food. Item 6D is to extend the contract proposal from number 1404 to provide unarmed security service to the district. We have the option to extend the service contract for 1 year at a time. This time, for next year, at no price increase. Item 6E, we should extend request for proposal number 1501 to provide fresh pizza delivery to Domino Pizza for the school year September 17 to September 18. Item 6F is to extend the bid number 1506 to provide bus transportation service to two vendors, which are Certified Transportation Services, Inc., with an increase of 2.7%, and also with Pacific Coastway, with no increase for the year of the school year to starting at July 1st, 2017, to June 30th, 2018. Item 6G to approve the disposal of obsolete and surplus equipment and supply. To grant permission for the disposal of those obsolete and surplus equipment and supply as specified in the list attached and provided by the Office of Business Services. Item 6H is to accept the gift from different schools. For this period, the gift, the total amount of $105,522.57. Item 6I is to approve the uniform complaint report summary. This time, there's no report of any complaint. Item 6J is to approve the purchase order and check for a total amount of $61,137,552.62. That's all right. It's all item 6. Any comments?
Does that Domino's item include delivery to the boardroom?
I'll second that. Wait, that's not a vote, right? But I have question 6A. I know we extend a bid. My question is, how come there's only one vendor who participate in the bid?
It's because the point of sale equipment is specific to a system, so there's very restrictive specifications for the equipment, and very few vendors, you know, were willing to bid this specific requirement. So we're fortunate that there is a vendor who will meet all our requirements, and it is to marry up with the system that we're using, the point of sale system.
Okay, so it's not like the people don't want to do business with our district, or
In fact, it's the opposite. Everyone wants to do business with our district. It's just this equipment is very specialized.
Okay, all right, thank you. Any other question? Okay, I'll call for the vote.
Mrs. Lynn.
Yes,
Mr.
Manning.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco.
Aye.
Mr. Hyde.
Aye.
And Mr. Wynn.
Aye. Item 7 is on we have seven of personnel. We have 7A, B, and C. I want to report that we have a closed session. C was a closed session earlier today. We had an evaluation of the superintendent with the Board of Education and also with the Conference of Legal Counsel on the existing litigation, also with the superintendent, assistant superintendent, and also our counsel. And there was no action taken in the closed session. Now we call for the motions in 7A and B.
Move 7A and B.
Second that.
Thank you. Item 7A is to approve the certificate personnel report. And item 7B is to approve the report of the classified personnel report. Any comment, question? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Yes.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Hyden?
Aye.
And Mr. Wynn?
Aye. Okay, to the last item on the agenda, the closing comment by the member. We don't have student members, so Trustee Nguyen, you go first.
Thank you. The last time that I attended the high school graduation was at Bosa Grande this past June. I was very happy to see everyone graduating. I want to congratulate all the seniors in Garden Grove High School District and wish them the very best in their journey into the future. And I believe that staff, teachers, as well as counselor, the entire Garden Grove School District staff has prepared our students very well. Everyone were happy, and I particularly remembered how happy they were to receive their diplomas and got to take the picture with the diplomas in their hands. And I also got to visit Hare School, and I think it's a very good setup for our students who has many challenges, hardship, and I think it's a good place for our students to be and to feel safe. And I got to talk to a lot of them personally, and they seem to be very happy at Hare, and that the district has provided an environment for them to continue their education. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. Ms. Munetan?
Yeah. I just also wanted just to give congratulations to Assistance League for all of the work that they've done for our district for many, many years. I myself went there numerous times as an elementary school student, and was it felt like I was going to Nordstrom or somewhere. I was just really excited to get all the clothes and to be able to fit in with my friends, and Operation School Bell made that happen. So I really do thank them for all the work they've done. On a note, I actually worked a couple of years with them and was able to see on a deeper level the impact that they have on our students, especially our McKinney-Vento students, who are one of our most vulnerable student population in our district. So really thankful for all their support. In regards to item 4B on the PBIS, I really do love seeing like that on the things like that on the agenda, because I'm a firm supporter of restorative justice, restorative practices. I just really love the fact that we're getting involved there and we're thinking outside the box on how we're gonna deal with students who maybe are dealing with something and they're choosing to do things in a not so positive fashion, but not making sure that we're not giving up on them is key. In regards to working with the Orange County Department of Education, I think that's great, but I also would like for us to work with other nonprofit organizations. I would like to direct our superintendent and our staff to work with Project Kinship and other organizations that can continue for us to move forward in that way. So really looking forward to all that. Lastly, I would like to thank all the parents who came out and were able to speak in regards to numerous things that they would like to see done in regards to the LCAP. And one of the common threads that I saw was, you know, supporting mental health, supporting our students, because, you know, we do have many goals in our district, and our goal too is our students' personal skills and ensuring that they have the social emotional well-being to be able to thrive. And by hiring that social worker and hopefully extending that program, we're going to eventually
continue to move forward and be a pioneer in many school districts to come throughout Orange County. And lastly, I'm really looking forward to that pizza delivery, hopefully in the future.
Ms. Rocco?
Thank you. I want to personally thank the Assistance League. I had the pleasure of working with them for the 9 years that I was at Parent and Community Outreach. They were always there, and also thanks Sally Hickman, who I had the pleasure of working with when I was at Russell, for the work that you do, leading the charge, and the rest of the ladies. You're a really very vital part of what our kids need and our community needs more of. I attended a meeting in Garden Grove on the homeless situation in Garden Grove. It was really an excellent meeting, very informative, and just the start of this conversation. One of the things that struck me as I spoke to, Garden Grove has a beginnings of a team that is led by one police officer in particular who has very passionate and been going out to the community with a social worker one by one, trying to talk to the homeless, get them directed in the right direction for help if they're open to it, and finding other ways to deal with those who are not. But one of the things that I asked him is, what can Garden Grove School District do to be part of this or partner or work with you? And I'm thinking, I know we have McKinney Vento, and we always are thinking about our kids, but one of the things that he said that really struck me, because I didn't realize, was that we have a lot of homeless teens. And so I would like to suggest that we maybe find a way to talk to and work with and partner with and find out more about that and see how we can support. And thank you to the parents. Gracias a los padres que vinieron a hablar con nosotros, especialmente del problema de salud mental. Y estamos aquí para servirlos. Thank you, parents who came to bring to our attention the needs in the community, and especially in the area of mental health. It's exactly what we need, is to hear from the communities to help us know that what we're doing is good, and it looks like we're going in the right direction, but please continue to let us know what the needs are in the community. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rocco. Mr. Harding?
And I want to echo those comments on the Assistance League. We've been aware for a long time of the impact that you've had on countless children in our district, and it's probably a bit of an oversight on our part that we haven't had you in here and publicly acknowledge that fact sooner. So thank you for the work you do, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to honor you here tonight. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Hardy. I also join my colleagues in recognizing the work that Assistant League has done. I have seen the name, I heard the name, been around the community, but I didn't realize the magnitude of services that we've been providing to our children in particular. For that, I think I'm grateful for that, and I join Trustee Harden that we should have learned more of that too, so that we can assist you in any way we can, so that you can make your work more effective in helping our children though. But I, from working the last few weeks and doing to the agenda today, I noticed that we had a big swing in terms of helping the mental health, and I'm really happy for that, and I look forward to see. I know we have a lot of work to do in the arena of the mental health. Then our district probably is a step ahead of time now, stepping up to do that, and I appreciate that very much, and I look forward to looking into to see how we can do more and provide our services in mental health more effectively. And okay, that's all. And I want to announce the next meeting. The next one will be on August 15. There will be a closed session starting at 5 p.m. And then the regular meeting will follow at 7 p.m. after that. And then the one after that will be in September 5th. We have no third session, a closed session, a regular meeting will begin at 7 p.m. Enjoy that rare time we don't have to start a session. Okay, any, I mean, so without that, the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much.
We don't have anything scheduled yet.
Bob looks over at me like, eh.
Yeah, that's,